and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today, we continue our New Year's series, and we're joined by Greg Myers, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Tech Data Canada. As always seems to be the case, distribution was in somewhat in flux in 2014, as the former pick, pack, and ship specialists continue to redefine their value add and even the role of the category in the face of an ever-shifting market. Myers joins us to recap some of the highlights of the year at Tech Data Canada, as well as share his thoughts on the distribution market and his company going into 2015. And anyone who knows Greg knows he's always on top of the latest market trends and numbers that provide a great overall look into the health and interests of the Canadian channel community, so he shares some statistical details as well. All that and more in our chat with Greg Myers. Greg, thanks for taking the time. Always a pleasure to have you on the podcast and on the site, but especially for yet another year of our end-of-year podcast series.
My pleasure, Robert, and Happy New Year. And yeah, it's hard to believe it's January already.
It does come by so fast, doesn't it? Wanted to kick things off with sort of a look back at the year was 2014. And then we talked a lot about trends over the course of the year. But curious to get in, you know, now that it's all sort of wrapped up and in retrospect, your thoughts on the year that was 2014 and the Canadian market in 2014.
Sure. Well, I think it was a pretty solid year for the Canadian market. The NPD data suggests that for hardware sales, at least through the channel, that we had market growth. So it's always encouraging when the marketplace is spending more money on the technology category. Software was very strong. As I've told you, historically, software seems to be consistently strong. Acquisition models change, license models change. There's a bit of a move towards subscriptions on software today, but that's been generally a consistently strong category, particularly in the security area, and that certainly continued in 2015. So, yeah, I think the look back is quite favorable. We saw a number of large resellers prosper in the marketplace, driving distinction from vendor awards through large contracts with governments and corporations. So, yeah, the channel continues to show strength and growth and resilience.
All right. I know earlier in the year we talked a lot about the non-death of the PC, but in fact the resurgence and the fact that the PC was powering the market, especially here in Canada in many cases. How did that hold up through the end of the year? And, you know, what are you seeing as kind of leading the charge towards the end of 2014?
Well, there's no question that in the channel, 2014, as we look back, was certainly the year of the PC. And you're quite right. You know, the potential for PC growth and PC sales as forecasted just 2 or 3 years ago was kind of bleak. There was a lot of device confusion. People were thinking that traditional desktop laptop computers were going to be usurped by new form factors. There's certainly movement in new form factors, and people are using, you know, tablets in a companion in a companion kind of a way. But the PC market remains very, very strong. And the refresh that we saw, particularly in mid-market and commercial customers this year, has been just extraordinary, really propelling desktop computers and notebook computers as the two fastest growing categories and largest volume categories in the channel. So that's been a strong performance for client PC products now for, I'm going to say, 6 quarters. Beginning to see that wane as we exit 2014 and start into 2015. We've seen the growth rates on those categories decline late in the fall, and actually we're seeing some negative year-over-year growth now in December as we're comparing to what were growth years 12 or a growth period 12 months ago. So the growth rate will be challenged going forward. I think there's still opportunity in the marketplace. Banks, bank machines, the federal government, a lot of public sector continues to run an XP infrastructure, and that will be upgraded eventually. So PCs have been strong, waning, and we're beginning to see a shift back towards infrastructure spending. Networking was the number one category, in fact, in the month of December. And servers were up 36% year over year in the month of December. So that's very, very encouraging.
And certainly a shift from what we were seeing earlier in the year, where it seemed like all the attention and spend was going towards endpoint devices, much to the detriment of infrastructure, servers, that sort of things. It sounds like that is, if not reversing itself, then certainly normalizing a little bit as we head into 2015.
Well, it seems to be. You know, the market for hardware in Canada through the channel has been pretty flat over the last 5 years, you know, approximately 1% growth on an annual basis. What we see shift is the spending, you know, and there's years where there's significant investment in client product and other years where there's significant investment in infrastructure. And for sure, mid-sized companies that upgraded their PC infrastructure this year likely put down projects or delayed projects related to infrastructure because they've got a fixed budget to work with. So as PC spending abates, we're already seeing a significant pickup with servers, storage, and networking communication devices. So I think that's good for the marketplace. It's certainly good for sellers of infrastructure.
All right. From a Tech Data Canada perspective, what were sort of the highlights and headlines of 2014 for you guys? What did you see as sort of the big developments on the home front at Tech Data?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're always launching new initiatives in the marketplace. What your question makes me think of is our software subscription commerce site, which is TD Cloud. It's powered by our Stream One technology. Mm-hmm. This is something that we're really taking to market globally, and it's a software subscription commerce site that allows for simplification of the whole acquisition of subscription products, whether they're from infrastructure providers or software providers, really anything as a service. And Tech Data has done a great job of building infrastructure to support the new products that vendors are bringing to market just now. And so we've had this infrastructure in place in the United States for the last 18 months, and we are very, very close to the Canadian launch of the technology. We'll be hosting a particular Canadian instance of TD Cloud and onboarding subscription service vendors that resellers can easily acquire from our TD Cloud commerce site. This is a very exciting development for our business. It really represents a significant step for us in delivering cloud services and offering cloud products. And from what I understand, we're one of the few distributors that are providing the vendors a commerce platform where resellers can very easily acquire their products. So that's I think that's a big item for us. This year is kind of a vast last year, next year item in that we just completed all of the development in 2014 and are moving forward with integration and a launch in the spring timeframe. So, you know, cloud participation for Tech Data is a strategic priority.
All right, and that segues very nicely into you know, what you're seeing coming and what you're expecting for 2015. I guess just generally headed into the year, what are your thoughts on the Canadian market?
Well, I think the Canadian market is obviously a significant market for technology products. Toronto being the fourth largest market for technology products in North America, so we always see a steady, consistent demand. The new projects driving innovation will continue to allow us and our channel to be a primary delivery point for those kinds of solutions. There's always headwinds. I mean, what's going on in Alberta right now is a big concern, and I've spoken to Western resellers just this morning, in fact, and there's certainly concerns with reductions in investment spending and mm-hmm. in payroll and delays in IT projects. That's going to affect the broadly in the Alberta economy, but the IT economy at the same time. So that's the challenge. I think on the federal government side, there's some optimism. The government's been very, very prudent in their spending for technology in the last few years. I believe there's a growing pent-up demand. There's business solution reasons to upgrade infrastructures, and I think our Ottawa partners will begin to see the benefits from that. I think the FX is another big factor going forward, and the change in the FX rate and the devaluation of the Canadian dollar assists some sectors, and it makes it difficult for other sectors. I would say in the IT channel economy, it can be a difficult factor and make it more difficult for to compete with certainly with unstable currencies. So I think there's a number of economic factors that are always a concern, but the demand for IT and the innovation around solutions seems to be strong. So I think 2015 will be another good year for the Canadian channel.
All right. Certainly in the 2014 March of the PC, the role of the XP deadline, the XP support deadline, was something that was much debated or much attributed for at least part of that early year growth. Do you anticipate we're going to see a similar thing as 2015 continues on the server side with Server 2003? I believe it is going end of life as well.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I would even speculate that the increase in spending that we've seen in the last 60 days on server infrastructure and operating systems may be an early indicator of that, you know, of that movement. So there are other factors with servers with respect to densification, virtualization, workloads in the cloud. So an upgrade of server infrastructure isn't necessarily unit for unit, dollar for dollar. It could be a converged infrastructure replacing, you know, what had been a dedicated server rack. So I don't think that the server refresh will look exactly like the PC refresh, but I think it does have the potential to absolutely to stimulate demand and create the opportunity for subsequent IT projects as well related to an enhanced converged infrastructure, as an example.
All right. Any other particular areas that you're counting on or expecting to either overperform or underperform this year?
You know, we're looking for a balanced approach to the marketplace. Mid-sized resellers and smaller resellers continue to drive traction, particularly in some of the core client PC categories, and also in some specialized, specialized security and integration activities. So we want to have our value proposition is designed to meet the needs of unique categories in the marketplace, whether they be system integrators or software resellers or solution providers. There's a unique set of requirements for each of those partners, and we're trying to drive growth consistently across each part of the marketplace where we can leverage our assets to the best advantage of the channel.
All right. Great. You've already touched on TD Cloud, but any other major developments or focuses we can expect from Tech Data in Canada this year?
You know, I think we're always trying to find ways to augment our product sales with more value-add services. Mm-hmm. Whether those are migration services on Office 365 or integration services within our config centers, product management services as large enterprises roll out significant projects. We can play a role in all of those kinds of activities. So whenever we can drive more services activity, we drive a higher level of engagement with our reseller partners. We typically, through our services, enhance the value proposition of the particular reseller that's in front of an opportunity. So that those are the kinds of things that are that leverage where we've made our investments in the Canadian marketplace, and they're the kind of activities that drive better profitability for our reseller partners, as well as, you know, for our own operations in Canada. So really, that's it's consistent. Our strategy is typically consistent in the marketplace. Our customers expect consistency from us, as do our shareholders. So, you know, our approach is to continue to stay close to the marketplace, understand how the marketplace is changing, and anticipate how the services required from resellers will necessitate change within our own business model.
All right, great. And finally, just as you have the opportunity to obviously speak to a number of solution providers regularly across the country, your general assessment on the mood in the channel here in early 2015 and sort of the mood that partners have regarding the year that is to come and has begun?
Well, I would say the mood is pretty optimistic, and you know many of the players. I think generally speaking, the folks that lead and drive the channel are for the most part a pretty optimistic and hardworking bunch. So, what I'm hearing from partners is that they're making investments in solutions, skills, and capabilities because the days of selling commodity product, the return on that is not what it once was, and nor are the business prospects for that approach for many. It's all about solutions and developing services and offering professional services, technology services, and becoming integral to what the end user marketplace requires. I mean, that traditional position of a trusted advisor, I think, still holds true, particularly in the mid-market, where companies are outsourcing their IT to the cloud, to service providers, to solution providers, and so our traditional VAR community needs to continue to adapt to those requirements and build those capabilities. And that's what I see people doing, and that's what we help people achieve often more quickly than they could without our direct support. So, no, I'd say the outlook is bright, and there's a lot of good work being done to deliver solutions in the market.
All right, great. Finally, any parting shots for the Canadian channel community before we wrap this thing up?
Well, if you're going to give me that opportunity, I'll certainly say thank you to all of the resellers in the Canadian marketplace, solution providers, VARs, direct marketers, integrators, all of our customers. I'd thank them for their business and wish them Happy New Year and good fortune in selling in the year ahead. But I'd also say thank you to our vendor partners because we all understand that the channel wouldn't exist as it is today without the direct engagement and support of the vendors that make up our community. So wish everybody well.
All right, brilliant. And the same wishes to you, sir. Thank you again for taking the time and for the continued support of this site by Tech Data Canada. Much appreciated, and thank you, sir.
Have a good afternoon, Robert.
Take care, Greg.
So there you have it, 2014 in a nutshell, and a bit of a look forward to 2015 with Greg Myers. I'd like to thank Greg for joining us for the podcast, and of course thank Tech Data Canada for their continued support of channelbuzz.ca. And also, as always, thank you for listening, because there wouldn't really be a show without you, would there? Hey, we'll be back very shortly with the, for real this time, penultimate edition of the New Year's Eve series, this time chatting with Gary Drysdale and Chris Champagne of HP Canada. What can you say about HP in 2014 and 2015 that hasn't already been said? Needless to say, it should be an interesting conversation, so join us for that later this week. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.